T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You guys seem like you were on your heels to start. Did you let Carolina come to you? Lazar goal maybe seemed that kind of way mm-hmm. seemed to turn around. You guys started attacking them. What took so long, do you feel, to get the guys going that way?
Yeah, we had a good start. We felt good about the first few minutes, but the 1-1 goal really took the energy out of the group, and we went flat. You know, quite clearly we went flat for about, 20 minutes there from till the middle of the second period. And we were trying to find our legs, trying to find our feet. We were watching more than playing. And I thought Curtis's goal gave us a real spark where you could see the energy surge back and we started skating and playing the game we wanted to play. I mean, it was a low scoring chance game in general, both sides playing pretty tight. I mean, our defense as a whole was actually solid, but we didn't generate nearly as much as we expected to today or wanted to, but still the character of coming back from 3-1, at the moment things aren't exactly going our way, and 3-1 and getting a late goal 4 minutes to go and still fighting into overtime, I thought there's something to take with there. And as far as the fight and the resiliency down the stretch, we're extremely disappointed with the loss today, and I think we need to go further back in the game to understand why we didn't generate more in the first 30 minutes. That definitely is the root cause of the loss today.
Special teams as well. It's another game where, penalty kill, a couple goals long. Yeah. The power play, it seemed like you were making some progress.
Yeah. Quite simply, not enough shots. We had so much control. We're looking for the perfect goal. We need to give up that mindset to get our confidence back to be able to make those seem kind of one-timer goals that we'd like to make and get something ugly going. We're disappointed in our specialty teams today. We've spent the last few days working on that and speaking a lot about it, and the PK and power play need to definitely pick up steam here again quickly.
I know you mentioned, I think it was this morning, that you weren't here last year. You were really concerned about what happened last year. But considering the current run and how things kind of spiraled out of control last year, how do you make sure that this does not continue to snowball in a bad direction, considering the previous history?
Yeah, I mean, number one is we have to continue to do what we did since the start of the season. That's keep this picture very small as we continue to learn and grow. There's still a lot of that going on. We need to believe in our in our potential as a group, which we do, and we have to work hard to get out of this kind of a momentum stretch that we have that's working against us. There's a few games in there we didn't manage the games properly to take wins that we could have maybe had, and I don't see any parallels at all, and I really don't see a mindset in the room that's anything but a healthy fighting spirit. And I think they showed it in the third period today that we've got a good mindset here, and we continue down the track of the good hockey we've been playing the last couple of games. We'll find our way back in here.
After 6 straight losses, how angry do you think that room is?
Yeah, I mean, tonight you're extremely angry. There's circumstances there. We just seem to be fighting like in overtime. From my perspective, there was a power play there for sure that we should have had. And, it is as it is. They don't get to watch the video review like we just did. But it's just you've got to earn it yourself. We're not going to look at anything to blame. It's no fault of anybody but ourselves. And we need to work harder than when we had positive momentum to get back out of this.
Carolina put on a clinic. Their first 3 goals, they had guys all around the net.
Yeah.
You did on your 4th goal.
Yeah.
Can you learn from that?
Yeah. For sure. I mean, we the power play is just a symbol of the net pressure. The net pressure we're not getting on the power play is similar to 5-on-5, and we're going to continue to work on that. It is something we will learn to do, and the guys will learn to understand that to get more net pressure. But the Again, we have to. We can never forget our defensive base and our foundation, which is going to give us a chance every night and continue to do both at the same time.
Sam and Rasmus lost their cool.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, for sure. It's all part of game management, and again, we're a team in growth. We're a team in learning here, and we need to focus on what we can change and not what decisions are being made by referees. And during the game, it's a waste of energy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.